to education, one of the top issues of the campaign for governor. Turn on a TV, and there's no escaping the dueling teacher campaign ads. Some teachers saying Governor Snyder slashed $1 billion from Michigan school funding. Others saying Snyder's been great for schools, and he's increased K-12 funding. Well, John Bebo says, let's quit talking about the past and instead look ahead to the future. John Bebo is the president of the Nonpartisan Center for Michigan. John, your feeling is, why keep litigating over whether there were cuts to spending or increases in spending? And instead, let's look at what the candidates are saying about future education spending.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I think we're spending way too much time rewinding the last 4 years in history here. If you look at last night's debate again, there was most of the time devoted to education, the candidates used to talk about the funding over the last 4 years. I think that's unfortunate for citizens, and frankly, I think my response is, who cares? Let's talk about what we're going to fund and how money is going to make a difference in education over the next 4 years rather than the last four. Mark Schauer has continued to hammer away on the point that the governor cut almost $1 billion his first year in office. My kid is in fifth grade. She was in first grade then. As a parent, I really don't care anymore about what the funding level was when my kid was in first grade. I care a lot more what it's going to be in sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth grades. Even more importantly, I care about kids who are coming from challenged backgrounds and how we're going to improve the learning opportunities for them. Because there's so much energy devoted to this replay of what's happened over the past 4 years, there isn't much time or space left in the campaign to discuss the candidate's real vision for what they're going to do over the next 4 years.
Yet improving Michigan schools is important to so many people all over Michigan. Should we not try to get to the bottom of whether or not the governor did cut over $1 billion from our schools, or whether the Democratic Governors Association is lying when it runs ads claiming he did?
It's very simple. Asked and answered. It's been asked and answered for months. All of us in the media have covered this issue, and we've outlined what happened. Yeah, there were cuts in the governor's first year, and yes, he has spent more on education overall since. It's complicated. It can be described in about 10 paragraphs. The Center for Michigan has done it. MLive has done it. The Detroit Free Press has done it. Any voter who cares about this can see in 5 minutes what happened over the past 5 years. Voters are going to have a much harder time seeing what the candidates plan to do in any real detail over the next 4 years. That's my point.
John, why do you think so much attention is being paid by the candidates and their campaigns to the past?
I think it's common for a challenger to do this in a campaign. I think that's part of it. I also think it's easier to look back than it is to really outline your vision for the future. I think that's really what's needed. I think all voters will benefit if we in the media push all candidates harder to really describe what they're going to do in the future. What really pollutes all of this is the awful situation we have with campaign advertising. Michigan Truth Squad has been combating this for years and will combat it for years in the future. The ads don't go into any depth, and they don't talk about issues that voters care about. They talk about ways to assassinate the character of opponents. Apparently that works somewhere out there. But I don't think it works for democracy, and I don't think it works for voters who are trying to decide the future prospect of their state.
And let's talk about the future. What do we know about what Governor Snyder and what Mark Schauer are saying about education funding if they're elected? Has there been any substantive discussion of what we will do in the future?
Mark Schauer has talked about the need for more investment in education. He wants to spend more. As we reviewed his policy papers in campaign statements and what he had to say last night, it's not at all clear what he's going to do with more money. Where is it going to go? How is it going to improve student achievement? How is it going to result in the best teachers getting in front of students? I think those are largely open questions. The governor talked a little bit last night about some of his vision. There was not a lot of time put on it, so I don't want to imply that he was completely thorough either. He's talked about his preschool investment, and how he sees that as a key strategy for improving grade school reading and math proficiency. He's talked last night in general terms about teacher improvement, but there are a lot of other ideas that just did not come up in that setting and are hard to bring up in those settings. But there's a lot of debate and question about teacher evaluation, which is unfinished business in Lansing. Teacher training, which is unfinished business in Lansing. Improving the prospects for students in the most troubled school districts, unfinished business in Lansing. Improving student achievement. Bridge Magazine has written at length about how other states are going farther faster in that regard. We're just finishing up a series right now that looked at four other states that are really lapping us in terms of student achievement. Those are the kinds of issues that are going to matter to parents and to citizens over the next 4 years, not what we spent on education in 2011.
John Bebo is the president of the Nonpartisan Center for Michigan. John, always good to have you with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.